Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, it's kind of interesting. A Chicago meteorologist noted highs of midday temps, basically triple-digit heat west of Chicago, and, of course, talking about the current noon temps at 102 degrees Fahrenheit in Sioux City, Iowa, 100 degrees Fahrenheit in Norfolk, Nebraska, and 95 degrees in Fairmont, Minnesota. I know that where I'm at, we're to get to 95 degrees today, and that will set a new record for Iowa as a whole, the last record being 93 degrees on this date back in 1988. So Mother Nature continuing to be pretty schizophrenic, no doubt about that. But the heat might be a little welcomed at this time, trying to help dry out some ground so that farmers' planting can really continue on in a big way. And, of course, talking to clients up in North Dakota, well, if you get into the northeastern part of the state, they're pretty wet and nothing can be going on. But you talk to the center to the western part of the state, and they're actually very dry, and planting has been going great for the past week. And, of course, as I talk to producers out there, they're telling me that basically they're going to be in need of some rain. So it's kind of interesting. Nebraska's the same mode. Ohio, same thing. All those states, that both those states are very, very dry. But dryness isn't so bad when you're putting the crop in the ground. It's what you get after that. And so we'll see what happens. 5% germinated or, you know, above the ground at on May 13th is not very much. So, but things can catch up in a hurry if the weather wants to prevail in a nicer way. In the meantime, the markets here today, we've had the expiration of the DEIS, not the DEIS, but the May contracts of beans and corn. Well, and wheat as well, and oats and soybean oil and soybean meal. But the beans set new highs from a year ago, well, from September of last year. We have pushed and made higher highs for the whole time frame. That is good, and it's positive to see, of course, being a duking it out between the shorts and the longs, and, of course, the longs winning this case. That still says I feel like I'm on track for better markets yet to come in the month of June. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.